know the sound of that jingle. That means you're in for a whole lot of fun and information. A full hour on your drive home with the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. And, you know, it's one of those upcoming weekends where you can get out, make a difference, and feel really good about yourself and our community at large. I'm telling you, the season has been incredibly fast-paced. I mean,
I think everybody's trying to jam everything in because Easter's early this year.
That's probably it. And for our listeners, if you're wondering why you recognize
right
that
in.
Voice. No, I love that. Netta Heater, she is a former talk host herself of Community Corners.
Yeah.
And is the matriarch of our Operation Prom.
That makes me sound very old.
No. It makes you sound very, like you're the lady in charge of Operation Prom for Indian River County. That is this Saturday. Welcome.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. I was just saying before we went on the air, it feels so strange to be on this side of the mic.
I know. It's a different view.
It is.
But regardless, the power of it's still the same because
absolutely.
You can certainly reach a lot of people when you have a microphone and some airwaves.
You generally only need a bullhorn, but the microwave.
I carry one with me everywhere I go. It's crucial.
Well, thank you for having me on today.
Of course. I really appreciate it.
Netta,
it must be so exciting to know now 12 months worth of work. It's all going to come into fruition.
And this is year three.
Year three in just a matter of days. For our listeners that are driving, they've just gotten through with their hectic work day. Can you give them an idea of what Operation Prom is and who is the target audience?
Operation Prom provides free prom attire at no free, obviously, no cost, and it's pristine prom attire. I want to make that clear.
It's all gorgeous, very gently used.
I mean, you've seen it. And to teens in Indian River County, we don't require any registration. We don't require any financial qualification. It's so they can attend their senior proms in style.
Ooh, well said. Now, the event itself is taking place this Saturday, which is March 19th.
March 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Vero Beach Community Center on 14th.
And that's right across the street from our Blue Star.
Right.
Which, of course, provides dinner service from 5 p.m. to close Tuesday through Saturday. So she won't be open when all the festivities are going on. Oh, shucks. But for our listeners, and you're wondering where the community center is, Blue Star is a good benchmark, landmark kind of thing.
Right across the street. And we ask that people enter, if possible, from the rear, because where the parking lot is.
Right.
And you just show up. It's first come, first serve. And it's a really cool event. When the teens come in, we do ask for a first name, but we could have 25 Marys. We don't really care what the first name is. We just use it because we assign them to a personal shopper.
Ooh, like, tell us more.
It's like you're shopping in Nordstrom's.
Really?
The personal shoppers are all dressed in black, and but we're really friendly. And each teen, or sometimes a group, because, you know, girls do like.
Absolutely.
They like shopping groups. It takes them and helps them pick out their attire. And we have the attire very uniquely displayed. The Junior League is one of our collaborative partners.
What an instrumental organization for our local community they are.
They're a community impact program for the second year in a row. And we're truly blessed because they're just amazing. And I'll go back later. I'll tell you more about what they do. But they came up with a very unique setup last year. All the smalls and extra smalls are together. And all the others are by colors. So if you're looking for a blue dress, the sizes are within the blue dresses.
Aha.
And we found last year a lot of girls, particularly, the mothers not so much, but the girls came in saying, I want a blue dress or I want a green dress.
They came with a color in mind.
Which didn't even dawn on any of us. And this year, the VNA Hidden Treasures, who I know you're very familiar with, Teresa.
Love them. Love Teresa. She's a fellow ambassador for the Sebastian Chamber, but it's a great organization as well, right in the Fresh Market Plaza next door to our Foxy Nails.
And out in Sebastian. Well, she and her Hidden Treasures volunteers spent last week at the storage unit at Glendale Storage. I have to give them a shout out. I like competitors of yours, but not really.
No. Two different things.
And It's sorting all the attire, going through it to make sure we only had the best of the best, because what we don't use never goes to waste. It goes back to the store and is then sold and supports hospice.
Perfect.
And they arranged it all by color and then within sizes, and it just looks beautiful. And then on Friday, white glove moving and storage will show up.
Those handsome men with muscle.
That's right. And then they will load it all on the truck, and then Saturday morning they'll deliver it to the community
center. Bright and early.
It's all on racks, ready to go. And so when you come in, you're asked, you know, what size you are and what color you're looking for, if you have a color in mind and a style, because we do have short and long. And then they're guided through that process. With their personal shopper.
Wow.
And then we have try-on rooms that have actually been created by Sandy Koch over at Homeland Irrigation. They come in, she and her little helpers, and they put it all together out of pipe and drape and curtains. And so
Brilliant.
The girls have a private place to change, individual.
That is exceptional. Now, we have been focusing on the dress aspect and the ladies.
Oh, we have tuxedos.
Exactly.
We have, I would say, about a rack and a half of tuxedos, because Island Formals contacted me this year, and they have donated tuxedos as well as the community.
Really? That's so generous
yes.
of them.
So we, you know, tuxedos are always hard. And what we're finding is a lot of the guys need them if they're going on to school here in Florida for their bands. They're required to have tuxedo pants.
Ah.
And that's also unique about our...
It's like a twofer, young men. It's a twofer. What a bonus.
And that's the other thing that's unique about Operation Prom is the teens get to keep their attire. It's theirs.
No one has to make arrangements to bring it back. It's
but
so, that, to
so they're ready in the future if they have a reason to need that attire.
Oh, that is exceptional. Now, are there any accessories or anything like that that one might find?
Well, there's some dresses that have shawls. We have some shoes. But we decided last year that beyond that, it just got too confusing. And so, V&A Hidden Treasures has a great selection of accessories.
They have a huge selection and variety. What a good setup.
And they will be more than happy to help. But what we do have this year, we have a little goodie bag from Miriam Soto, who's with Mary Kay, and from two of your fabulous sponsors.
Yes. The Vero Insider family stepped up to the plate. We're very excited that Foxy Nails is able to offer some flat rate manicures, pedicures, and the hair studio of Vero, located on Oslo and US 1.
Are not only doing updos, but they're doing haircuts.
Haircuts for the men, make them look sharp. I mean, it's just great that they were able to come up with some nice packages for these teens so that for their actual prom night, which is weeks down the road, they can look as glamorous and feel as good as possible with the wonderful attire they pick up this Saturday.
And that's one of the reasons we do it now. Is in addition to having the space available at the community center.
That plays a part, yeah.
But beyond that was that we didn't want to make it too close to prom because it's...
And then the stress.
The stress. You're right. Oh, my God, prom's like 3 weeks away and I don't have a dress.
Yeah.
This way you
have... You have your outfit.
You have your outfit. You're ready to go.
Yeah. You're sitting pretty. You're like, okay, I'm that much closer. I only have to worry about these fine details towards the end. When is prom? Is it May-ish?
They're all over the place here. I think
it
there's some
on the
very
school.
And I think there's some in April and there's some in May. I don't know.
And how far do kids come to participate in the Operation Prom?
We really don't turn anybody away, but we're really geared to helping students in Indian River County. We partner with the school district of Indian River County. They produced a YouTube PSA for the students and they've sent information home in backpacks and they're actually going to be filming a video before the teens get there because we don't allow media in there while the teens are there. It's all confidential.
Wonderful.
No pictures. That they're going to show to the school district of the volunteers and the various businesses so they can see how the community comes together and provides a service for the teens.
That is wonderful that the school district realizes what a benefit this particular function
and
is
neat.
And how it facilitates.
I really have to give a huge shout out to Dr. Lillian Torres Martinez because, you know, I tried for a while to get in the school district and I couldn't hit the right person.
Right.
And a receptionist one day when I was so frustrated, I was venting to her and she goes, wait, this is who you need to talk to. And it was perfect. And she's a director of special services, I think, with student services is her exact title. And she's just amazing.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you'll get a chance to meet her if you're there.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there bright and early. You know, helping direct the truck, proper placement, hoping that we get a little white glove truck shot in that video. Now that I hear about this, just
now
saying.
Wait, I got a shot last year. It was online, remember?
Oh, that's true. That's true. You took a great picture.
The guys are always so nice. And I mean, at the end of the day, we're all exhausted and they're so patient about getting the truck loaded and taking everything back.
Well, we are happy to participate on this event. And it certainly makes sense for a function such as this, where it does require some heavy lifting. I mean, the white glove men are the ones for the job. There's no doubt about it.
Well, we've got it all on the rolling racks. The issue is that we were saying if we had to transport it ourselves, everything had to come off the racks, close the racks down. And when you stepped up and white gloves stepped up, it was like, oh,
yeah,
this is really going to happen.
26 foot long trucks at your disposal kind of makes you attractive in a situation like this.
You became my heroine of the day.
That's so darn exciting. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Vero Insider. I have Not a Heater here. We're talking about Operation Prom. That's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to
2 p.m.
2 p.m. So it's a limited time, first come, first serve. There's going to be 200 gift bags for the first ladies in the door with makeup goodies as well as other coupons and incentives from local participating businesses. If you get a chance, you can find out more about Operation Prom on Facebook.
And we have a website.
Okay.
OperationPromIRC.com.
That's easy.
Pretty simple.
That's easy. And you could also tap into the VeroInsider.com and live link to all of our wonderful sponsors that make it possible. Like we had mentioned earlier, Foxy Nails, which is open 7 days a week, right next door to the V&A Hidden Treasures and the Hallmark Card Shop in the Fresh Market Plaza. You can get a complimentary margarita, glass of wine, soda, water, but you really get a pampering experience, manicure, pedicure, waxing, lash extensions. They know what they're doing. It's a family-run business. These people genuinely care and they like to be able to contribute where they can.
It's so exciting that they understand the need here.
Oh, they really do. And they love walking. So you can play it by ear.
You know,
we serviced
about 200 teens last year.
That's exceptional.
And the number just blew our mind. It just, you know, it grows every year.
I'm sure it's going to be bigger this year with all this publicity. So don't go anywhere because we have more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Let's talk home ownership. Caliber Home Loans, with over 15 years of local teamwork, offers the possibility of owning a home a reality. Our focus is Indian River County, offering direct lending with local appraisers, an entire portfolio of options from new homes to refinances, with closing in only 30 days. Call the Caliber Home Loans team, 844-GO-CALIBER. That's with an ER, 844-GO-CALIBER, and online at calibertreasurecoast.com.
Buying or selling a home? Looking for a stress-free closing? Protected Title offers buyers and sellers the services of a law firm without the cost of lawyers. If you are selling a home in Vero Beach, Sebastian, or Fort Pierce and want a free consultation with a real estate attorney regarding the sale of your home, please call Protected Title. That's Protected Title at 866-PROTECT. Or you can visit us at protectedtitle.com.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome, large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star. Wednesday. I think this might be the first broadcast without a bottle of wine. I'm just saying.
I know.
What? It's crazy.
I don't think I've ever been here when you haven't had wine.
It's a little absurd. But that's okay, folks, because Kitty...
I'm sipping on my ginger ale.
Right? I have a delicious, cool bottle of water. No, our very own Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star will have a variety of wines for us next week. And I can testify that this past weekend, I brought in a couple of other couples. And we had a group table in the back. The musician that she had playing could play any instrument sitting down. So he was playing the flute, then he'd pick up a trumpet, then he'd pick up a saxophone, then he had like a little piano on the table. And it was the perfect background music, and the sound of the instruments was not overpowering whatsoever, but it was so fascinating
to
watch.
It added to the ambiance.
Oh, it sure did. And the food was out of this
world.
What
did you have?
World.
I have to ask.
I got this eggplant and roasted tomato with fennel soup.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, it was the eggplant was so perfectly textured inside the soup with some escargot and the mussels. My husband and I split.
I love mussels.
Oh, me too. You can't feel guilty.
No, I mean, they're you know, even if they're in wine, they're marginally healthy, right?
Egg, that's exactly it.
They're fish. How could fish not be healthy?
Oh, it was divine. One of the gentlemen got the big ribeye with the fried onions on
which
top.
Which is equally healthy.
Yeah. He said that it was the most sensational steak he's ever had. But just if you're looking for a great place to take friends, maybe some business associates,
just relax.
Yeah, it's a great venue, but don't forget to save the date for Easter Sunday brunch at the Blue Star. Reservations are strongly recommended from 12 to 4 Easter Sunday. So that'll be a great venue.
And I'm sure Kitty will have a special menu for Easter.
Special menu, 2-for-1 Bellinis, mimosas, as well as some inspirational music. So make sure that you get your RSVP in. It's perfect right after church, come in. Or right after you find the basket, come in. You know how it goes. It'll be a good way for that Easter Sunday.
Right after you've eaten the bunny ears.
Right. You're like, now I can have myself some Eggs Benedict. It's the natural progression of things. So we have Netahita. We're talking about Operation Prom, which is this upcoming Saturday. I know that before we get back to the event, which I know our listeners are excited to hear some more of the details and some of the behind the scene things. But recently you just moved and had a great moving experience with White Glove.
We had an awesome moving experience. I think it was our 13th or 14th move. I can't remember anymore.
Good for you. Now we're going to get y'all settled in.
Well, we're settled for the moment.
Well, that's good. And I'm so happy that you had a wonderful experience.
We did.
And, you know, it's one of those things where when you're in the process of finding the home of your dreams, or if you think that you're ready to upgrade or downsize, whatever situation you are in life, you know, being able to get the proper funding is important.
Oh, that's, you know, as an attorney, when I practiced, that was the biggest and scariest part of any deal. I think for
a
home buyer.
So, yeah.
I found the house, but now if I don't get the mortgage, I can't get the house.
That's right. And Caliber Home Loans, they're right here on Miracle Mile. It's this team of ladies that have been going at it for years, and their collaboration is out of this world because they have in-house, on-site underwriters where they're able to make deals happen. It's with Caliber, not to mention that they vet out only local appraisers. So they
are. It's a huge difference.
It sure is. They are for Indian River County.
We know all the problems with appraisers coming from outside of county.
Yeah, they underbid us. They don't give us the value that's appropriate. So if you're at that stage and we're coming up to spring break where you might be considering a change for this upcoming summer once the kids are out of school or in regards to your job or a new home. So just think about Caliber Home Loans as a resource as well as Protected Title. Have you heard of them, Netta?
No, I haven't, but I haven't, you know, I'd been in that house for almost 15 years, so.
Right.
I hadn't
you
been hadn't involved in the title.
Needed to. Well, Protected Title, they actually have an in-house real estate attorney, and this allows for their sellers as well as some of the buyers. Buyers can also choose the title company and make it a little bit more smooth right. If they feel peace of mind with the particular title company. But they get to save a lot of time and a lot of aggravation by having someone in-house that can ensure that everything is properly accounted for.
And even if you're not getting a mortgage, you need title insurance.
That's right. And so Protected Title can hands down alleviate a lot of the stress and pressures. So if you are at any point in the near future looking to consider a new home. Reach out to our trusted partners of Caliber Home Loans and Protected Title. They won't steer you in the wrong direction. They're endorsed by the Vero Insider. All right, so now let's get back to talking about Operation Prom that is from 10 to 2.
Right.
Okay. You're going to have a team of personal shoppers for
absolutely
lot of young ladies and men.
Absolutely. And we do have men, and we do have personal shoppers for the men.
You do?
We have a couple of men who have volunteered.
Wait for them to step up. And I assume a lot of your volunteers come back year after year because it's so rewarding.
We do. And actually, this year, you know, we give priority to the VNA and the Junior League because they are our major collaborative partners.
Oh, sure.
So this year, there weren't quite that many spots available because the leaguers that volunteered last year go, I want to do it.
I want to do it again.
And
I love
so
it.
My friend wants to do it. So
well, that you feed them so good.
The food. Actually, I really have to give a shout out to Bent Pine Golf Club. I went on kind of bended knee last year when at the last minute I realized I didn't have food. You know, it was one of those things on the checklist that I didn't see.
It was at the bottom somewhere.
Yeah. And I went in and they provided us, you know, breakfast and lunch for the volunteers. And this year my kind of twisted my husband's arm, and he's going to go pick it up early. So it'll be
what a good man.
Yeah, well, I figure he knows his way around the club. He can do that. And so they'll be fed, and we actually have a VNA volunteer who's bringing a big 40-cup coffee pot. So we'll be caffeinated up and ready to go.
Oh, that's terrific. And it's nice. Bent Pine is very active in the local Realtors Association. It's a gorgeous venue.
If you haven't been there, I mean, it's an amazing venue.
Oh, it really is, and they're getting ready to upgrade.
We are getting ready. You got your ear to the ground, don't you?
I sure do. I'm hoping that White Glove is going to be able to assist with receiving all of that new furniture and getting the old out and in with the new.
And they're one of the few venues that will host a Saturday night event because we don't serve dinner on Saturday night.
Isn't that something? So that's
something to put in the back of your mind.
That's good information for people to think, if you're a part of a nonprofit or some upcoming gala, something like that, just think about it.
Actually, the NotSWAT is going to be there in May.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's with the bridal dresses.
The bridal dresses and all that
stuff.
And new vendors too.
Oh, very cool. Speaking of coming up with all this creative stuff, who came up with the Operation Prom ad? Because it looks great.
Well, Sally Dillon.
Right here at Idea Garden.
You know, I was on the air and one day I was talking to Sally afterwards and I said, you know, I need to get this ad done. And I'm not real creative. I mean, the black and white poster is about as creative as I get. And Sally sat down and she came up with the logo, too, that really cool logo.
Yeah, love it.
She whipped it out like in 5 minutes.
Wow. And it's just been everywhere. You've had it in the Press Journal. They're an in-kind sponsor.
Right. The Press Journal, TC Palm, they are in-kind sponsors under We Sponsor the Treasure Coast. It's a great program they have that provide ads. It's been all over Facebook.
Oh, yes. And elsewhere. I mean, I've seen it. And I've heard other radio programs endorsing it. So it's going to be a wonderful time.
It's really been picked up. I mean, I do have to say that really the story behind the story, you know, it's great that the teens are getting the dresses and the tuxedos. But the story behind it is all these organizations, businesses, and people that have pulled together to make this happen.
For sure.
I have not had one person say no to me.
And she likes it like that, folks. It just makes it much easier.
Oh, come on. You like that, too.
I'm on board. I couldn't agree more. You just got to pose it the right way. Why would they want to say no?
I have to share with you a story, though, from the first year. And I can't. Do we have time?
We have about 30 seconds.
Let's
get the story when we get back. Make sure that you visit theveroinsider.com so you can show some love to all of our wonderful sponsors. Check out our blog, as well as visit OperationPromIRC.com for further details for this Saturday so you can share it with neighbors and friends and so forth. Don't go anywhere. Much more in store.